Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Mr. Mark DuPont. Mr. DuPont is the Principal Deputy Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Privacy, Civil Liberties, and Transparency, and the Senior Intelligence Oversight Official for the Department of Defense. Mr. DuPont, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with us today. So one of the first questions people have when they hear about coaching is, how is coaching different from mentoring? So would you mind to explain the difference to our listeners and also share your personal testimony, you know, of how coaching has impacted you?
Yeah, so probably the biggest confusion about coaching and mentoring is actually who owns the relationship. And who is expected to have the answers and the experience. So in a mentoring relationship, my job as a mentor is to provide someone with advice and input based on career development and experience. So in a mentor-mentee relationship, the expectation is that the mentor is the one that has the experience and kind of has the answers and the guidance and very heavily invested in providing advice. One of the biggest challenges with coaching is for coaches to accept that they're not supposed to be advice givers. The role of a coach is really to be a thought partner for a client and to actually make the client uncomfortable and have clients challenge beliefs and assumptions, revealing the fact that in this relationship, the client is the one that has the answers and the client is the one that has the solutions, and the coach's job is to help them discover those and explore those and then actually commit to putting them in action. And so I think it's fascinating because as we look forward to the Department of Defense, you know, and I'm working with the Chief Talent Management Office and others about recognizing the untapped potential in our workforce. And coaching is actually a mechanism to reach into that untapped potential and help them find where they can contribute in ways that they never anticipated. And quite honestly, we as senior leaders never expected them to be able to participate.
So true. So true. I love that untapped resource. That's exactly right. So how has coaching impacted you on a personal level and professional level as well?
I think the biggest personal impact is when I discovered coaching. So maybe if I back up just a little bit and how I got into formally coaching. About 15 years or so ago, I had several employees come to me and ask me if they would be a mentor. And actually, they asked me if I would coach them. And at the time, I didn't feel like I really understood the distinction between the two. So I really started diving into, you know, what is coaching? And I picked up a couple of great books. One is The Master Coach by Greg Thompson. Mm-hmm. And the second one is Coaching for Organizational Performance, I think, by Sir John Whitmore.
Yes.
I think that's
yes.
his name. Mm-hmm. And in the process of discovering those or reading through those books and thinking about how they apply to my ability to assist other people, I actually started challenging some of my own thoughts and some of my own perspectives. And this idea of being perfectly comfortable going into a situation where I'm not expected to have the answers and I can just change the way that I approach things by the questions that I ask was actually incredibly powerful. And it ultimately led me to this book by David Novak called Taking People With You. And this idea that as you're working with people and they start presenting their challenges or their problems to you, about flipping the conversation by asking three really simple questions. When they ask what I'm going to do to fix their problems, The questions really become about, I'm not going to do anything. What are you going to do to fix your problem? What do you need from me? And what am I doing that's getting in the way? And realizing as a leader that I don't own other people's problems, that I really own resourcing and removing obstacles, actually was a huge step forward in how I work with organizations. So,
and helping them to understand the power of self-reflection is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And actually, in the process, helping me understand the power of self-reflection and challenging, you know, even now when I struggle with things, the idea of, you know, really critically looking at the assumptions that I'm making and what would the world look like if those assumptions were actually not valid.
Right, right. It's so true. So are there any tips or tricks you can share with our listeners on how to make that coaching session, if they were to choose to obtain a coach, what tips and tricks would make that partnership, coaching partnership, more valuable?
So what I find for most people is, if you ask them before you start the coaching relationship to really sit down and think about where they want to go and what they want to do, and actually take 10 or 15 minutes and start writing it down, because the fascinating piece is until you start writing it down, it really has no bounds and it can go all over the place, because our brains have this phenomenal capacity,
yes,
to convince us that we have things really well contained. You know, and I'm a big fan of Mark Twain and his quote that said, you know, if I had more time, I'd have written a shorter letter. And just
so
this
true.
Idea of capturing your thoughts in writing forces you to be more precise. And using that as a basis for starting a coaching conversation is very critical.
It's very true. I love that advice. Well, is there anything else you would like to add to share with our listeners today?
It's kind of an open-ended question. I know you really don't want me to keep going too much. I find a couple of things that are really important. One is, as we struggle with this idea of work-life balance, the idea is not really about balance, because, as you know, I think Dan Thurman in his book Off Balance on Purpose talks about, there's no such thing as balance, right? If you're trying to balance, really you're spending a lot of energy staying in the same place, and it's really idling, not balancing. And this idea of thinking about who you want to be, who you are, what's most important to you, and then deliberately choosing to live life off balance in a particular direction. And we all do that at
yes.
different times. Life forces us to be off balance. And as Dan Thurman talks about, we can either be off balance in reaction to things, or we can be off balance on purpose. And so I really like this idea of thinking about and defining and working toward a purpose. So that's critical. And then this idea of, when I talk to senior leaders over and over again, I talk to them about, stop talking about doing more with less. We need to really start talking about ruthless prioritization and delivering on what's most important. And so part of the coaching process, I think, is really, you know, my elevator hook for my coaching process or coaching practice is really about helping people live on purpose with purpose.
Yes,
but
I love
first
that.
You have to define the purpose. And I think it's really fascinating to watch how that changes people's approach to what they do on a day-to-day basis, how they engage with people, and where they come from. So you know, this idea that, you know, you discover, if you haven't done it, discovering a coach to help you really think about purpose and why you do what you want to do and how to use that as a framework for life decisions you need to make, day-to-day commitments you need to follow up on, and things like that. It really anchors in you defining a purpose. And I think coaches are a great mechanism or tool to help people do that. So,
exactly. Yeah, it's an excellent developmental tool. So in so many ways, personally and professionally. So, well, Mr. DuPont, thank you again for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us. It's very much appreciated. I would also like to thank all you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carterox Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carterox Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you.